Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joy speaking, and how may I assist you?
Yeah, I'm trying to find out who you guys are.
Sir, we're actually a third-party call center. We assist multiple companies in over 100 different products. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
01040.
And thank you for that. And that person, last name, please?
Jones.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you verify the address associated with the account?
216 Pine Street, Holyoke, Mass. 01040.
And thank you for that, sir. Give me one second, please. I was able to locate an account associated with you. I do see on February the 28th that you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling to receive a Wi-Fi booster.
Yes, and then I got charged today for something.
Yes, sir.
So what is that for?
That item was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And if you scroll down in the terms and conditions, it did state that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours after signing up. And that charge that you're receiving is actually the membership fee. Now, also by being a member, they actually downloaded a $125 gift card that was provided to you in the email that you use at the time that you signed up. If you go inside of that email, there's a link in there. You can open up that link and that gift card. You can go online to the web store and you can purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world, okay?
Yeah, no. Can I please get reimbursed for that?
Okay, sir. I can get you canceled out of that. Give me one second. All right, sir. I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't be billed anything further on that. I do have your cancellation order number if you're ready to take that down.
So I have a question. Am I going to be able to get reimbursed for that fund that came out today?
Now, what I can do, I can reimburse you 35% of that charge, which would be $23.56. That will be reimbursed to the account.
Is there a supervisor I can talk to, please?
Sir, we all follow the same protocols. Now, I can offer you a family and friends refund of half the price of the item. So I can offer you a refund of $33.66 back to that account.
No, all of my money is extremely important right now.
All right, sir. The most I'm able to offer you would be a 75% refund, and that would be $50.49.
Yeah, I still would like to speak with a supervisor so that I can get all of my money back.
All righty, give me one second, and I'll place you on a brief hold.
Thank you. Of course, they always find some sneaky stuff in there, yo.
All right, sir. I was able to refund you a one-time courtesy refund of the full amount of the $67.32, and that will be back in the account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
And I'm canceled from this membership, and I'm not going to be
You are.
Anything.
You won't be billed any further from that, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Is there a confirmation that I can get for that?
Yes, the confirmation number if you're ready to take it down.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay.
And this confirmation is going to tell me that I'm canceled as well as I'm getting this refund back?
Yes, it will. This is a cancellation number. I can actually verify and send it to your email as well.
Yes, can you do that, please?
Yes, I can actually send it to your email, the confirmation number.
And what's the email that you have?
You have renaissance777@gmail.com.
Okay, and what's the name of the place that it's going to come from?
It is actually a third-party call center, so, sir. I'm not quite familiar what name it may come under.
Okay, I'll just look out for something. Are you going to send it right now?
Yes, sir, I will.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're more than welcome, and you have a great day, and thank you for calling customer service, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.